Ace, we've got a problem. So we've been driving around in a 100-year-old Ford Model T for quite some time now, and I think it's time we do some service.
But of course, you don't want some idiots like us doing your oil change, so we brought it here to Brighton Ford, our local Ford dealer. Are they gonna mess with it for us?
Well, crazy enough, I called the manager and I said, hey, do you fix Fords? And he said, yes, we do. And I said, do you fix old Fords? And he said, yes. And I said, what about a 109-year-old Ford Model T? And he said, bring it on in, we'll give it a go. So that's why we brought our 100-year-old car to a brand new Ford dealer, and they're gonna work on it for us. What do you think, Josh? Can you hook us up here? They got this perfect floor, right?
Yeah, and here we are.
In this 100-year-old rattle trap.
We can ruin it in a matter of seconds. All right, Tommy, well, before we go to the dealership, we gotta get there.
We gotta get there, Case, and I think both of us forgot we don't have electric start.
Yeah, I was about to jump in the car.
Here, let me make sure. Make sure you don't break your arm here, Case.
She's cold. She's cold, man. There we go.
Oh, yeah. Woo! Pro!
Oh, this vehicle's borderline human powered.
Case, I would say you're getting pretty good at that.
I don't know. That one took me a little while.
Should we choose a gear? All right.
Might have to.
Onward. So, Case, contrary to popular belief.
Right?
Something like that. We, believe it or not, know how a wrench works.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that because, yeah, we actually did just pull the head off of this car. We cleaned up the valves, cleaned up the head, cleaned up the cylinders a little bit, put a new head gasket in, and we've got a freshly, well, it's not a record radiator, but it's been gone through.
Yeah, so we had it flushed, we had it resealed because it leaked really badly.
Yeah.
The radiator guy was like 90 years old. That's running badly, there we go. Radiator guy was like 90 years old. And what did he tell you when you picked up the radiator?
Hey, yeah, I went and picked up the radiator and he said that the last time he had done one of those radiators, he said that was gonna be the last time. And he broke that rule for us, but he said he wasn't breaking that rule again. Apparently, not an easy thing to work on.
Go figure.
Yeah.
Model T radiator, not an easy thing to work on.
Which is funny actually, because the rest of this car, like when we had the head off of it, well, that was all pretty easy, actually.
Unbelievably simple. So,
feel the power.
Let's talk about our drive to the Ford dealer.
Yeah.
We have tens of miles to cover.
Yeah, it's quite the odyssey. We're in Berthoud, right here, but where we have to go is Brighton, and it's about 45 minutes away on some big roads in a normal car.
What are we thinking? This is a terrible idea.
Well, we're gonna see how it goes.
All right. I think for the viewers, we have to try a little trip in the Model T. The problem with this little trip is all of the roads are big.
Yeah.
You know, there's no such thing as like a little B road to get to this particular dealer.
Yeah, we're still on our dirt road right now, but very soon we're gonna hit the highway.
Now the whole reason we did the work on this engine and on this radiator was to try to fix that legendary overheating issue.
Yeah, it was overheating a lot.
Yeah, and really, really badly at every time we drove the car.
Yeah, like every 5 minutes, well, it only had to run for about 5 minutes.
And it would be done.
Yeah, and it was boiling over.
So we're gonna see if we have fixed the problem. I am not convinced we have fixed the problem. But it was
we're
a
good
fun
so
experiment.
Far.
Yeah, I mean, we've made it at least 3 minutes.
Oh, listen to that. Sounds like it's cam.
Sounds like it's misfiring.
Yeah.
There we go. That's a little better.
Somebody should put a cam in a Model T. Well, it has.
It's
a big cam.
It has a cam. So the thing about getting a Model T tuned up, really, there's only one thing you need to adjust, which is the ignition.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the ignition is very antiquated and very hard to adjust.
How strange.
How strange, go figure.
You would never guess by looking at the car.
This car is 3-to-1 compression. You want to remount that, maybe?
I think now that we're off the dirt, it might work. Well, let's find out. I think it's just heavy. I think you're right. But now we're on pavement.
All right, Case, smooth roads.
It's beautiful.
Driving the Model T.
How lovely.
What a great day.
Oh.
You know what I mean? We're in second gear, high range on the rear end. We've got Andre in this Tahoe, who we very well might rear end today. I don't think Andre realized, or realizes just how bad the brakes are in this car.
No,
Ah, the windshield! We've hit a point where it's fallen over.
Well, that was exciting.
All right, I'm tight on my side.
So if it's not obvious, this car shakes a lot. Have you noticed that?
Like, dramatically so.
Yeah.
Yes.
Although the seat is upholstered so much like a couch, it's actually pretty comfortable to sit on.
I mean, all you need is a little ottoman in front of you, and you're basically on the couch.
Yeah, it'd be lovely.
And actually, you know, the ride on the Model T, very soft.
Yeah, like we've said before, this is actually a pretty decent riding car. It looks like it would ride horribly.
Yeah, but it's so comfortable because they had to tackle boulders and ditches and streams to get to the store, only to get gonorrhea. You know, the prize to getting anywhere was gonorrhea or polio or horrible diseases. I don't know why people went anywhere.
Is that a fact of history?
That's probably science.
Yeah.
Probably,
wow.
Probably
I didn't realize that, Tommy.
Yes. The 1900s were a terrible time to be alive. People give us hell now that things were better back in the old days.
Well,
this car has 101 ways to kill you.
But I will say, 109 years later, it is still running.
It is.
I'd be surprised if your Land Rover is running in 100 and how old is it? In 90 years?
I'd be surprised if my Land Rover is running in 90 days, Case.
Yeah.
Let's be honest about that. So far, the roads are going really well. Cruising around, maybe 30 miles an hour. Car's not vibrating, feels happy. It's not even overheating, Case.
I know. God. We're keeping all the water in it.
Andre's going for a stop.
Yeah, so that's the thing about a Model T is it's actually easy to drive it in that it doesn't take much to get it moving. It's a lot harder to stop it.
It doesn't like to stop.
No, but that was all gearing actually stopping us there. That wasn't even the brakes.
I'm learning. So what I'm figuring out is the brake in the transmission case is a cotton band that stretches over a metal drum, right?
Is it actually cotton?
Originally it was cotton, yeah.
Is this one rubber? Is that a thing that they update over time?
Well, they're now Kevlar.
Oh, Kevlar, cool.
Considering the bands haven't been out of this car in over 70 years.
Yeah.
They might still be cotton.
Well, I hope it's Kevlar because Kevlar sounds a lot better than cotton. I don't know that for sure because I've never designed a belt for the transmission on this car, but I know that no one's ever made a bulletproof vest out of cotton.
Not typically.
Yeah, you know. That I know of.
But it's wild to think, like, we're designing a transmission for a motor vehicle.
Yeah.
What should we make it out of?
Cotton. Yeah.
Let's make it out of cotton.
It's good enough for your trench coat.
It's good enough for a transmission in a car.
Yeah.
Why not? No, but I mean, genuinely, so these bands, they need to be adjusted over time, which is probably also why our brakes aren't very good. Because they haven't been adjusted in 7 years.
Are they really? Oh, yeah, yeah. I see what you mean.
Yeah, and basically they wore down, and then eventually they wear down to the point where they have to be replaced. So kind of like this shirt. You can only wash it so many times, and then they got to put a new one in.
Well, and that's a good point, too. So when we get this car to the Ford dealership, are they going to be able to check our brakes?
Are they going to be able to? Do they have oil for it?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, so where are the brakes in this car?
Well, there's the cotton band in the transmission that loosely tightens up to give you some resemblance of friction.
For your brake?
That's your brake, yeah.
Really?
That's your brake. And then...
Whose idea was that? Your brakes are made out of cotton too, Tommy?
Oh my God,
what did you get me into? I don't think I would have ridden in this car in the first place if you told me the brakes were made out of cotton.
You ready to go on the highway with cotton brakes, Case? No. But the good news is there is an emergency brake. And the emergency brake
is also made out of cotton.
No, it's made out of steel, which is good. Except the brake shoe is also made out of steel.
There's a car behind us.
Oh yeah. I think he's gonna be behind us for quite some time now.
Hey,
apologies.
We're going at a good pace right now.
I mean, it's just 27 miles an hour in the 50 zone. Where is our phone? You wanna see how fast we're going?
Yeah, let's find out.
Does the Waze tell you? Our speedometer is not connected because it was optional.
Let's see.
Should just tell you in the corner. Try navigating somewhere.
Oh,
our speedometer app has
hold
been...
on. Continue.
Oh, 33.
Wow. Oh, yeah. 33.
You know, there was...
That's magnificent.
Back in the day, there was this general consensus that if the human body hits 100 miles an hour...
It will just be eviscerated.
It would cease to live.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. I got another stop here. So slowing down the Model T, you slow down your throttle lever, and then you slow down your ignition, and then I'm going to go for first gear, and we're going to use engine braking.
Ooh!
And then at the very bottom of the hill, that's when you're
then
supposed
you'll
to
use
your cotton brake.
Your cotton brake.
Yeah.
I will say, so it is possible for us to go faster in this vehicle, but it doesn't really seem like it wants to go faster, but we might have to when we get to the highway.
Where's our radio? Do we know? Oh, it's in my pocket.
Also, another massive improvement in this vehicle, we've actually got leather straps to hold our top down now instead of the zip ties that we had before. That's pretty good.
Basically restored.
I don't think the zip ties were period correct.
And we have a leather strap holding the door on now, so it won't fall off.
It's amazing. The car is like new.
It's like a Volvo in terms of safety.
Oh, yeah.
So that's probably 35. That's where it's happiest.
I can already see the cars on the highway that we're heading toward. I think they're going more than 35, Tommy.
Are they excited to be going 35 behind a 100-year-old car?
I hope so.
So far, I'm feeling good about our endeavor.
Yeah?
You know, I'm feeling pretty good. It's a nice day.
It is a nice day.
And we got water in the radiator. It's not boiling over yet.
Yet.
Everything is going to plan, Case.
So what's our plan at the Ford dealership here? We're going to do an oil change. What else do we think they'd be willing to help us with if they're going to work with us at all?
Maybe they want to put tires on it?
I doubt it.
You think so? You think they can source tires for us?
Apparently, well, unsurprisingly, a huge pain putting tires on this because they're very skinny wooden wheels and they have inner tubes, all of which makes it not fun. I don't think that these wheels, I don't know this, I don't have a tire machine and we're obviously not mechanics, but I don't know if a tire mounting machine would work on these wheels. I'd be surprised.
I think we're better off bringing it to a bicycle shop.
Yeah.
Or the Amish.
Oh, yeah? Are they big on Model Ts? They drive Model Ts a lot?
I don't think they drive them, no.
But oh, but they do have carriages.
Believe it or not, the Amish still make wheels for the Ford Model T.
Really?
Yeah. Pretty wild, huh?
Do carriages have tires?
They've got rubber.
All right. That's a tire.
All right. So this is the highway. You feeling good about this?
A lot of things I don't know. Good is a word.
This is gonna be really scary.
Holy, yeah.
So the speed limit's 65. Cars usually do about 80 on this road.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna go for a downshift. We're gonna need first to climb the hill.
Yeah, we are actually going up a hill as well. Oh, there's a good bit of traffic. Tommy, this is also not the quickest highway in between us and the dealership.
What's that speed?
It's not 65.
That's the speed we're going, though.
It's 20.
It's
21.
That full throttle in a Model T.
This is a bad idea.
Bad idea. Yeah.
I don't think we're merging in here safely.
I think we're going to have to get to the top of the hill before we can make a merge. You want to turn the hazards on?
We don't have hazards. We only have one light on the rear.
And it's powered by acetylene. I mean, the good news is if we get rear-ended, instant death.
Oh, yeah, we won't feel it. We're going 27. Is that even right?
That seems about right.
Seems optimistic, almost.
We do have a little bit of mist now coming out of the radiator.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're starting to warm up a bit here.
Oh, look at the speed. We're good now.
30. Yeah, this is a bad idea. Should
this
we?
This is a really bad idea. Should we
reevaluate?
We may have to reevaluate.
Look, I'm not usually one. Oh my God. I'm not usually one to back up in the face of
adversity?
Of a challenge, when it, at least with a vehicle. But this might be a bad idea because this is not the fastest highway between here and Brighton. And Brighton is still over 40 minutes away in a normal car.
Yeah, I'm not sure we want to go on I-25 in this in retrospect.
No, that, yeah.
Okay, we're
pulling in here somewhere. Yeah.
Oh God, no brakes. No brakes.
All right.
You can't make it.
Andre's making fun of us. All right, well, you know, whatever, man. It's a 109-year-old car.
What do you expect, Andre?
Look, we have a truck and a trailer. This is not, we don't want to break the car in the pursuit of trying to maintain it.
So I think we'll call it there, is what you're saying, and we'll go put it on the trailer.
Yeah, I think it'd probably be smart to put it on a trailer.
All right, we'll go put it on the trailer, and then we'll cut back to the Ford dealer.
There we go.
So Case, even yes. though we are incapable of doing an oil change, we have done some work on our Model T since everybody saw it last time.
Yeah, we actually pulled the head off of it. We cleaned up the cylinders, we cleaned up the head, we cleaned up the valves a little bit, we put a new head gasket in place, and we also did a little bit of tweaking on the cooling system.
Yeah, so as you remember, it was overheating really badly. So we took our old brass radiator off and sent it to a shop who had it flushed and resealed. Now listen, this radiator needs to be recored, but that is a quarter of the price of the entire car to do that. So we started with the flush and a reseal, and then over here, we actually did something which seemed counterproductive, but old Model T guys say it's the way to go. We actually removed our water pump. So we're running this car just like the original thermosiphon cooling system would have you believe. So we're gonna see if that helps. But yeah, Kiss. Yeah.
We also pushed some sediment out of the heads, some of the stuff that was built up in there. So hopefully the cooling system will be better. Seems like it is so far.
Yeah, for sure. All right, we're gonna pull it in now and get it up on the lift and let them do the oil change. All right, we're doing this right.
Oh, absolutely.
Keith is over here. He's putting in the little...
the little pad.
The little pad to knock it off. Floor dirty. Oh, beautiful. Nice. Thank you so much, Keith. Is this going to break my wrist or is it going to start?
I got your spark advance in the right spot, homie.
Oh, yes.
Beautiful. Walking in on the wrong side.
This one door thing is...
Really?
Very
gets in the way, man.
Into the service bay. So what do you think? First time these guys have worked on a Model T?
I'd say for the majority of them, I would imagine so. The car's 109 years old. I don't think anyone who was around when this came out is still going to be working on them.
Are we faster than a Model T?
Yeah, we are. We are faster than the Model T.
It's a good thing we got a decent bit of ground clearance for these bridge jacks. Oh, yeah.
Sweet. Got a bit of a misfire.
Oh, it sounds good when you rev it.
They'll get it sorted out.
Dude. That's wild. So, Ray, what is the oldest car you have worked on here?
Here, I've probably worked on early 60s.
Pretty old.
Yeah.
Pretty old. Not this old, though.
Not this old, okay. No.
2.9-inch liter four-cylinder.
Right.
And I say ish because it was all sand cast, and some of them are 3 and some are 2.8.
Right.
And there's no water pump, there's no distributor, there's no oil pump, there's no clutch.
Splash oiling and...
You got it.
Yeah.
Splash oiling.
Yep.
Yeah, 100%. And what was so cool about these, I mean... cool and bad is that the engine and the transmission shared the same oil.
Right.
So really, we're doing a multi-point flush today.
Sure.
All in one go.
Perfect.
You want to try starting it?
Sure.
Want to get that experience?
Sure.
Okay, I'll run you through it. So you got to make sure the spark advance is completely down so it doesn't break your wrist. And then we're going to give it just a little bit of throttle.
Perfect.
And I'm going to go into the magneto. Get it out of gear for you here.
Be sure we're in neutral.
It's all you, buddy. I'm not really this strong, but you are, because you are a lot of years of experience. But left hand, thumb out, and then you just start giving it a couple spins, and ultimately you're gonna need two hands, but you'll get it eventually.
All right. Give it a go. Okay.
So you gotta push in and turn at the same time. You got it. Yep.
And just
Multiple?
Yep.
Just right. Like that.
Starts better than a brand new Ford.
It does. It starts better than most of the cars I work on.
Dude, that's crazy.
All right.
Okay, so we've got one big ass bolt down here.
All right.
And I think if we pull that out, hopefully all of our oil will come spilling out of her.
That's definitely not a 9/16.
Definitely not. The internet lied to me.
I would say that's more like a 3/4. Nobody on this side has a standard wrench.
Because it's all metric.
All metric now.
Let's just cheat it a little bit. We'll just do it the easy way. Go ahead and turn that lower petcock, and that'll get most of the oil out of the engine.
Now, is it going to shoot this way? If it is.
It's going to dribble out.
Well, I just didn't.
Look at that.
Just like that, see? So it's a 90 degree petcock. So it's just a 90 degree valve, okay.
Yeah, you got it. Ray, what's crazy to me about this is like, the oil that they used 109 years ago can still be replaced with modern Ford oil. It's just normal 10W40, 5W30, whatever you got. It's what it'll use.
And in the technology, the oils and stuff they had then versus what we have now, there's no comparison with the qualities, with the additives, what they do now compared to what it was then.
Yeah, I bet.
The bearing clearances and stuff when this was built were, the tolerances had to have been astronomical, where now new motor stuff, you're talking tens of thousands of bearing clearances.
Yeah.
So.
This was to the nearest foot, probably, back in the day. So while that's doing that, Ray, what are you inspecting if we were to bring this in for a full inspection? Talk me through what you think of the condition of our Model T.
The biggest thing is we want to be sure our car is safe when it leaves.
So you'd probably fail those front tires.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Would I send my wife out in it?
Right.
If I won't send my wife out in it, I will warn the customer that there's a potential problem.
Would you send your wife out in this?
Was around the block, yes. On the highway, no.
Now, Ray, there is one part on this car that you could interchange with any of these trucks in the bay with the brand new Mustang. Do you know what that is? It's only one part that works the same in this car that does a new one.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, people think like it's a bulb or it's, you know, like a switch or a bolt. It's the Schrader valves.
Oh, tire Schrader valve?
Yeah.
Exactly
the same.
I can see that.
Isn't that crazy?
I never thought of that.
No, they got it right 100 years ago, and they're like,
we're still using it.
We're just going to stick with it.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Yeah. Alex, I do feel a little bad that we're dripping on this beautiful floor here.
Yeah, it's fine, because I'm going to do this. You have oil or we need oil?
Ray, I have some, but it's honestly any 10W40 or 5W30 you got.
Well, we got...
Or anything in that vicinity.
We got 530, 1030, perfect. 520, or 1540.
Let's do 530. I almost guarantee this is the first time this has been used on a model.
Uh-huh. You said it takes 3.5 quarts.
I think probably a quart and a half drained out of it.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can have precision, huh, Ray?
You can dial in. You set your, and it goes in here?
Yep, you got it.
Okay.
All right, I'll let you know when it starts coming out the bottom.
I don't know how fast it drinks here, so.
Okay, we'll be ready.
We're 2 quarts.
Okay.
Apparently that leak down there was a little more than you thought.
I think you're right, Ray. Oh, we got flow.
Okay, so we're full?
We're full.
Okay.
Turn that valve off here.
We ended up putting 2.8 quarts in it.
So technically it was like 3.5, but Ray, is 3.5 100 years ago? I mean,
probably.
Who knows where that oil's going, you know what I mean?
I'm sure it's burning as much of it as it was leaking.
I think you're right.
The technology.
I think you're right. Do you want to try driving? Have you ever driven one?
I have not.
All the pedals are in the wrong place.
Okay.
I think you got to give it a try.
I'll give it a try.
Cool experience.
I don't care.
Yeah, you can't break this thing. Oh, what a pro.
Okay.
All right,
my dude. So we have 3 pedals and none of them work like they're supposed to.
Okay.
So your right pedal, this is your brake.
Right.
So that's going to slow you down. Middle pedal is reverse. I don't think we're going to need to worry about that. And then your left pedal is your clutch and your gear selector. And the way this works is it's kind of like a motorcycle. So all the way down is first, all the way up is second, and neutral's right in the middle.
Okay.
Kind of like a motorcycle shifter. So what we're going to do is with the handbrake, you're not going to take it all the way off. You're just going to slowly push it forward until it releases and then let go of the handle. We're going to leave it right there. So just enough so it disengages the rear brakes, which I think you've done. And then go ahead and slowly start pushing down on the left pedal. And this is going to be your accelerator.
Oh.
That's 4 and then left. Perfect. Yep.
Okay. Got the throttle.
There you go.
With my... You're right. It works backwards the way you think it works.
Totally backwards. So what you're going to do is once we get out of this way, push all the way down on that left pedal. Yep. There you have it. So we are in first gear, dude.
Piece of cake.
And then when you want to stop, what you're going to do is just lift up on that pedal and then go ahead and slowly push down on the right pedal. No, that's reverse.
Oh.
That's the weird part. And then if you keep going, eventually there you go. Not a lot in terms of brakes. So pretty straightforward.
Yeah,
huh?
It's pretty easy. It's definitely unique. First time driving one.
Oh yeah, dude, great. So we're gonna try out second in this one. So this is gonna be a slightly slower gear, but what we're gonna do is accelerate up to a faster speed. Nice. So we'll leave it in first so we get to a clearing and then we'll get you in second.
Okay.
You can really feel the speed. Push.
Okay, so we'll make a U-turn here.
Yep, that sounds good. We'll get her really opened up. The parking lot to 20 miles an hour.
Woo-hoo. I'll try and keep it under control.
All right, so what we're gonna do now is at this speed, don't change anything, but push the handbrake all the way forward. And what that's gonna do is unlock second. So now I'm gonna give you a little bit more throttle and you're gonna slowly lift up all the way on the left pedal.
Okay.
Yep, do it right now. Second.
Oh, hey, holy cow. Runs pretty good, really, doesn't it?
There you go, Ray.
Almost like they knew what they were doing back when this thing was built.
Dude, it's almost like Henry had an idea, huh?
Pretty smart guy, isn't he?
Ray, I gotta say, that was the easiest driving lesson I've ever done.
That's kind of cool.
You can tell that 40 years in the Ford family really paid off. So what you can do now is grab that handbrake and just start pulling it back toward you.
Okay.
A little more, and that'll bring us to a stop. Dude, nicely done.
Nice.
Nailed it.
Piece of cake. Now, we need to find neutral.
Nope, you're good.
We're
when
there?
You pull back on that lever, it automatically
shifts it.
Yep.
Cool. All right.
It's like a brand new machine.
Dude, it's like they restored it. Amazing. You put 2 quarts of oil in a car. I don't know why these restorations are $400,000 for some of these high-end pebble
cars. Yeah, man, all they need is oil.
We just need 2 quarts of oil.
We could probably also use a pair of tires. That wouldn't hurt. A
set of tires might be good.
A set of tires would be smart. Are we smart?
No.
No.
Not at all.
It's not what we're known for.
So what do you think, Josh? Would you work on another one?
You know, I think they would. I wouldn't know how to charge it out because I looked in all data and there's no...
They don't have this in your system?
Not in your system, huh?
Not in our system.
Weird.
We would have to wing it.
Josh, well, thank you for winging
hey.
It.
Yeah,
I really appreciate
awesome.
It.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
We're actually glad you brought this out.
Yeah, no, that was awesome. And I'm amazed that you guys said yes. So,
yeah.
Well, right and forward, folks.
It's a no-brainer. And then when you're done with it, we may buy it and put it in the showroom.
Heck yeah.
That'd be cool.
We got to get right on. We got to get Ray to daily drive this thing.
Yeah.
We
need some tires,
yeah.
We're working on it.
We've got a set.
Thanks, guys. So, Case.
Yes.
We are all serviced up in the Model T. How does it feel?
Oh, it feels great. I don't think it felt bad before. It was already pretty good. Now it's even better.
It is, yeah. And the work we did, believe it or not, I mean, the temperature is all the way at the top, but it's not exploding with heat.
No, it's not overflowing, which is better than before.
Good stuff, yeah. So, let's see how she's driving. We have more work to do. We have to put a windshield on this thing.
Yeah.
You know, we gotta get tires on this beast.
Yeah, it desperately needs the tires. And it wouldn't be bad to do the Rocky Mountain brakes.
Well, did my dad tell you the plan for this thing, what we're gonna do with it?
No.
He really wants to do Pikes Peak this summer.
Oh, okay. Which it has done in the past with someone bolder than us, because they did it without the Rocky Mountain brakes. We would like to have those brakes because, again, we've talked about it before, but if this slips out of gear, you basically have no brakes.
You got no brakes. You're exactly right. No brakes at all. Yeah. Now, what do you think driving this thing by all these Fords? Do you see a connection between this 1915 Model T case?
Oh, they're so similar. No, it's not alike at all, but it is fun coming here where there's all these brand new vehicles coming out, Broncos and Mustangs, Super Duties, and showing up in this brass era car with a big brass radiator and wooden wheels that hasn't been restored since the 1950s, 70 years ago, which is before even most of the older guys at the shop were born.
Unreal.
But this car's still running.
It's still running, yeah. And it actually, you know, there's an endless amount of work you can do on this car, right, to make it perfect.
Yeah. Well,
that's not really what we want to do. We want to use this car.
Oh, absolutely.
And drive it around and enjoy it just like you would have 100 years ago.
Yeah, there's plenty of these things that are parked in museums that don't go anywhere. This one, we want to actually use. We want to make videos with what it's like to operate, because that's just more fun.
Yeah, Case, I mean, look, I think what you said is true. There's still probably 50,000 Model Ts on the road of the over 8 million they made, right?
Yeah.
Because it's just such a big number. But none of them are really being used. Okay, a couple crazy people on YouTube are still using them.
Yeah.
But for the most part, you know, they're kind of dead.
Yeah, and getting to see one on the road is pretty exciting, because a lot of people know what this car is. A lot of people don't know what it is, but are interested in it because it obviously doesn't look like anything else on the road. And apart from the Cybertruck that we bought recently, I don't think I've been in or around another vehicle that has people gather around it the same way that people gather around this car, because it's just so different. You really, of course, you don't see them anymore because, yeah, it's more than a century old.
Yeah, and everybody wants to know about it. You're 100% right. It just, it piques people's curiosity. But what's amazing is they're really not that expensive.
No.
You know, so I think we paid $12,000 for this car, which is right about market for a brass era Model T.
Yeah.
But if you get a later one, like a 23 and newer,
With metal wheels and
yeah,
a few things that aren't quite as old school as this,
you can pick them up for like $8,000-$9,000. And I mean, that's a lot of car for $9,000. You know what I mean?
Well, it's a lot of experience. I'll say that much. I have absolutely, and a little surprising to me just how much I've enjoyed using this car. It is a lot of fun. Even if this doesn't necessarily appeal to you as something you would want to have in your garage, which I understand because it is a pretty limited use vehicle, it's such a cool experience to get to be around it and drive it.
There's nothing else on the road like it. I mean, the driving experience is unlike anything, right? This like crazy pedal arrangement and the throttle on the steering column,
yeah,
and the having to advance the spark. Nothing else in the world
Oh, it
drives like this Model T.
More like a John Deere than any other car that I've driven. But I really think you'd be hard pressed to find another vehicle for $8,000 that's going to get people as excited on a day-to-day basis as this car when you take it out on the road.
It's never going to happen. No, you're never going to find anything else that's going to get people this excited. It's truly amazing. Yeah. Well, Case, we did prove the Ford dealer would work on our Model T. It was a really cool experience. And in the next video, we're going to have to go do something kind of crazy with this thing. I think we put tires on it.
Imagine.
And then we go take it on an adventure.
Yeah, tires is not going to be a simple task.
No, that's going to be horrible.
Should we pull up on the trailer here?
Yeah. Why not?
This will get us back home. There's some pretty fast roads between here and the ranch.
Oh, dude.
Look at the torque, Tommy.
Look at that.
It can hold on that incline without even stalling.
Wow. Didn't even overheat a little.
Not even a little bit.
Okay,
we're dry. Well, yeah, it's mostly dry.